Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Monday, May the 6th, 2019. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 14 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So let's move on to today's show. So I start with another update on the state of the US economy, and that's with the stock market sitting at or near all-time highs, albeit with a stunning smash just a few hours ago. It needs to be done, and you really should be, I would say, vaguely aware of what's going on, if not interested in the specifics. Then I'm going to give you more on what is clearly the greatest scandal in American history, unfolding as we speak, as the worms start crawling out of the closet. Well, my advice is don't get trapped in the horrors of the American so-called healthcare system. I have some harrowing news to report on that score. Then I'm going to give you some economic news which the media simply will not tell you. It's very grim. That's all I will say at this point. You know, I hate to say this, but even if the US may not have won a major war since 1945, they've managed to kill millions of people in their colonial wars, their coups, their support of repressive dictators, their training of foreign death squads and torturers, not to mention via crushing sanctions that always hit the poorest and the weak. They truly are maniacs, deeply imbued with a sense of their own right to rule. Well, a few comments on that, I believe, is appropriate at this point. Then I will finish with another comment on homelessness, which is now totally and utterly out of control. We're at the point where, in my opinion, those of you who live in the big cities should be very scared, especially at night. Another powerful reason to actually leave the country altogether. Anyway, for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, as I said, I will gladly email you separately and individually 3 free shows in their entirety. so that you may sample the content of information that I provide in my twice-weekly broadcast. Just send me an email and in the subject line write sample shows. And I do hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. You may feel free to select any three shows, but I highly recommend the most current, the last three shows, as they will give you a sense of how I deal with current affairs. Not that I deal with all of them, but when I do, you will see how my point of view pans out in these matters. So let me finish by giving you my details, my personal details, I'll start with my email address, which is blazoned across the Podbean page, as I'm sure you've all seen. It is rwlmartin1@aol.com. That's my initials followed by the name and the number one. rwlmartin1@aol.com. Now, as you know, I have a Facebook and a Twitter page, and I try to put some comments up on the Facebook page as often as I can. And if I have anything very brief and incisive to report, that will go out in the Twitter page. So starting with the Facebook page, it is www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. That's all one word, lowercase and no punctuation. Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. My Twitter address is simply www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. Again, all lowercase, one word, no punctuation. RM for Richard Martin and Wake Up Call. RM Wake Up Call. So, ladies and gentlemen, with that, I wish you a wonderful weekend ahead. This is Richard Martin, back with you again on Friday. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.